about it. You gotta put it in perspective.
So, let's get to it. No more small talk. Brass tacks, bare bones to the punch.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
Holy sh! How long has DJ Omar Khan been hot? Damn, boy. A little less talking, a little more silence.
DJ Omar Khan.
Speaking of guitar, you know, you had, you know, one of your biggest hits that we play on K-Rock. The name escapes me. What's it like? Sorry. What it's like.
And now,
as we say in Norway, noen ganger skal det bare litt puff til for å få ting til å fungere, which means roughly, sometimes it just takes one punch to get things rolling.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 26th of February.
That is all true.
Yep.
Every word of that is accurate. I heard, I wish I had it on tape. I heard the KNX anchors this morning discussing.
Same.
Which of them felt the earthquake.
Same.
Did you feel it? No, I didn't feel it. I usually do. I didn't this time.
Then they went to some callers who did the whole, wasn't rolling so much. Uh-huh. Felt a little more like it was a slip, a little more. And they talked to it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he said, did you feel it? And she said, no. And then she said, did you feel it? And he said, and I swear to God, in a very Kevin move, he said, feel what?
Oh, no. What's going on?
What's happening?
He's stealing your bit.
He is. I am currently rolling a tape on KDX because I'm desperate to get the soundbite I heard in the 4 o'clock hour where a woman said, I'm paraphrasing now, but it was something to the effect of, I woke up and my husband said, did you feel it? And I said, yeah, I did. I feel like that's a soundbite that could be repurposed forever. My husband said, did you feel it? I'm like, yes, go on. That earthquake coverage is amazing.
I love it.
And I haven't watched any of the TV today, but I'm sure it's the same. I'm sure they've got callers on.
Do we know what the magnitude was?
It was like a 3 or something. It was no big deal.
We shouldn't even be talking about 3 or under.
I agree.
Look, I don't even get out of bed for less than a 5.
Right. But I mean, you know from news from your years on the TV, Allie, earthquakes win.
Absolutely. Earthquakes, car chases,
Blood.
You name it.
Blood.
Sure.
Blood's good.
Yeah.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah. That's what they say. Yeah. Hey, listen, before we move on with today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin and I have very different tastes on a lot of different things. But we both agree that baseball is the best sport. That's the one area where we come down on together, which is baseball rules.
Baseball blows.
It rules is what you meant to say. And
it's bad.
No! Not only are the Dodgers 3-0 in spring training, so if the season ended today, now I know the season
doesn't.
The season hasn't started yet. But
that's the dumbest thing to say, and everyone says it. Shut up.
If it ended
today,
but
it's not going to.
They beat the Cubs 11-2 yesterday, Kevin. They're practically
Fantastic. Already.
I'm saying take that day off for the World Series parade is what I'm saying.
These guys are like carpenters and stuff that are trying to make the team. This isn't even like their stars.
They're winning. That's the point. My point is they're winning. Okay. Having said all that, here's the real story. There was a game on Saturday that I regret that I did not know about until yesterday. It's a college baseball game between the Jacksonville University Dolphins.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the Jackson State Gamecocks. Now, ordinarily, I would say go Cocks, right?
Sure. We do.
We'd be all in on the Cocks. Mm-hmm. That would be our team. We'd be rooting for Cocks.
Right.
But in this case, I got to give it to the Dolphins because, first of all, they won the game, and I only support winners, like the president.
Sure.
But this one of the strangest things ever happened. It was a moment to be marked in baseball history forever, said NCAA Baseball Committee, which is there was an overhead battle during the game between an eagle and an osprey. Now, an osprey is a bird, and it had a fish in its mouth. And it was above the ballpark being chased by a bald eagle. And they got into a tussle, and the fish fell onto the field.
That is entertainment.
I mean, would watch baseball if that happened every time.
Yeah, how can you compete?
Wow.
I mean, look, we've all been to ball games where they've had, fireworks. This is a next-level entertainment. And yeah. I know that we always talk about how minor league baseball teams do everything they can to get people out to the ballpark. They have dumb promotions and things like that. Hey, get a free divorce if you come to our game or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example.
That is a great example.
Yeah. I'm very good at examples.
Hey, everybody, if you want to get a divorce, come on out to the baseball game.
Sunday. Do you hate your wife? We have the game for you.
I'm not sure why that was my example. But I'm saying, how do you compete with this kind of nature, though, happening in the sky above you in the eighth inning of a game?
Did they dive to the field and fight over the fish or no?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't because a player went out and retrieved the fish. Ticking off both of the birds who went home hungry that day because he basically stole their dinner. Now, here's the great news.
Randy Johnson came out and threw a ball at them and killed them both.
Oh.
He's killed plenty of birds.
Good callback.
There is play-by-play available.
Oh.
No, not as much as I would like, but here's what I was able to find.
Hawk. And he just dropped a fish in the outfield. It's an osprey out there that just dropped a fish out in shallow right field. And now a bald eagle has entered the scene, and everything has come to a halt. The eagle comes in, chases the osprey away, makes him drop the fish, and now the eagle is Connor Stevens is going out into shallow right.
What?
Is he going to go try and get the fish before the eagle gets it?
Yeah, he's referring to the player who's going out there with a towel to pick up the fish.
The eagle circling overhead. Stevens has the fish wrapped up in a towel, and he makes his way back over to the home dugout. Stevens, you better look out. That bald eagle may be saying, that's my dinner tonight, and you just took it.
USA!
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Wow. How about, though, if it was Vin Scully? He'd be like...
No, it would have been the best.
The original bald eagle.
Bottom of the second.
Jackie Robinson once saw a bald eagle.
All right. Never mind. I was going to go into a whole chunk. Thanks, Jensen.
Sorry.
That's fantastic.
So now you're back on board with me. That baseball is awesome, right?
Does that happen in every game?
Not every game.
Okay, now then.
Jackson University Dolphins, their tweet was, fish delay. An osprey just flew over John Sessions with a fish in his claws, but was threatened by a pursuing bald eagle, causing the osprey to drop the fish behind second base. Error! The fish was recovered by a dolphin and removed from the field. Can't make this up, folks. So there you go. And the Dolphins won 5-2, in case you were curious.
Oh, I was.
Thank God.
Been following them closely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Do not whip it out.
Good advice. Weird allergies on today's program.
Weird Al is going to be on today's program?
Weird allergies.
Man.
Still good.
Why do I always fall for that?
Yeah.
Every time.
Allie says he's allergic to cinnamon.
Al is allergic to cinnamon?
God damn you to hell. Also on the program today, we have Mike Carlson and Jason Sheridan, which do podcast The Ride, and they are talking about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, these are two 30-year-old childless men who know everything about theme parks. Everything.
Can't
so they
wait.
Have, like, multiple passes
yes.
for theme parks
they
around
spend,
the world.
They travel.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. You'll learn. It's crazy. They spend thousands of dollars. I mean,
I respect it.
Yeah.
We also have tickets to the K-Rock screening of Captain Marvel on the program today. We have Would You Like to Take That Back, Bean? That's
Uh-oh.
What we named it this time.
Just, really?
Would you
wait
like to take that back,
here.
Bean?
Huh.
That's the name of it now.
I am innocent until proven.
Oh, a lot of proof. Lot of proof coming pretty soon.
I thought this was usually, this is where Allie shines.
She does her part.
Okay.
But you try to block, you try to close her out. There's no there's no arm room. You're trying to get her out of the picture so you can have it all.
Nice.
I'm taking the entire armrest on both sides of the seat.
Exactly. We also have the Lego Movie 2 video game for you and an Xbox One S console.
Nice.
And showers, what's up on today's show? We'll take a break. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you about a story that has gotten quite a bit of attention. A man has decided that he is going to retire and spend his golden years at a Holiday Inn.
Party.
And some people on Facebook are looking at that going, oh my God, this is so sad. Somebody please help this man. I think he's a genius. So I'll lay it out for you. You guys can decide coming up right after Allie takes a look at what's happening here on this Tuesday morning.
Well, remember last week when I said, hey, you guys, Monday Night Raw, you're going to want to watch.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
Roman Reigns will be making an appearance What will he say? Mm-hmm. Obviously, we didn't think he was going to get up there and be like, listen, it's real bad. I got a week.
And you said he was fighting leukemia, if I recall.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. He walked away from the company on October 22nd. Haven't heard much from Roman Reigns until last night. May I say, looks amazing.
Really?
Like, looks so good, so healthy, so wonderful. So when he said this, it made everything even better.
So when I tell you this, I am so grateful, I'm so humbled, and I'm so honored to announce this. The good news is I'm in remission, y'all. So with that being said, the big dog is back! And just one last time,
pretty impressive for him to, A, not only be in remission and be so healthy, but to have the crowd not do a heel turn after he said he was fine and everyone was cheering. How could they not boo him? How could they not be like, boo?
Yeah.
So just really welcome him back.
Sometimes wrestlers who are either dying mm-hmm. or leaving forever will get that and then at the end go, I just need to hear you boo one more time, and then they'll all boo him. And that happens a bunch
yes.
of times, but no. I think they're going full good guy here.
I guess. Yeah. It's fine. But he looked wonderful and yeah. holy. So Jensen texts me and says, well, that's WrestleMania. So I'm like, bro, do you think he'll do something at WrestleMania? And he goes, oh, you didn't watch the end. I'm like, no. Oh, my God.
It was good, right?
Tell the
What's
people.
The end?
Well, it's the return of Dave Bautista, who, you know, went off and became a huge movie star and then left Guardians of the Galaxy when he had a moral issue with Disney firing James Gunn. So it appears that he's taking the big check to come and wrestle Triple H at WrestleMania.
Wow,
and
when's
he
that?
The summer,
April.
Right? Yeah, April.
Summer.
Yeah. And so he basically showed up and beat the crap out of Ric Flair on his birthday, looked at the camera and said, Hunter, do I have your attention now? And that was how the show ended. It's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
Just filling you guys in.
I mean, he dragged Ric Flair.
He's like 100 years old.
It looked like he was dead, first of all. I'm like, yeah. He killed Ric Flair.
Now you know what it'll yes. look like when he's in a coffin.
Yeah. He's even bloated.
Bloated
too.
And weird.
It was
yeah.
very odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the best, though, was Triple H running backstage. And then you could tell, like, somebody didn't tell him exactly which way to go backstage.
Right.
So he kind of, like, stopped and looked around, and they're like, hello, well, everyone's down there, you idiot. And he's like, oh. And he ran that way, but good God.
Good times.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be sad to have missed a wrestling event.
There you go.
It was a big, big Monday Night Raw,
returning
which
you.
Is good, because their ratings have been less than what they've wanted.
Yeah, I think it'll work.
Yeah.
I got a complete turnaround when we were in Atlanta and we went mm-hmm. to see them wrestle in a bar.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. It helped that there were people bleeding out of their eyes.
Yes.
But yeah.
It was fantastic.
Which is normally what
and
I see
we were
in
drinking.
A bar, but that's yeah. different. Yeah. Speaking of ratings, well, hello. The hostless Oscars did all right, you guys. They drew an average 29.6 million viewers. That's a 12% increase over last year.
Wow. Suck it, Kimmel.
Whoa.
I don't think that's the point.
I don't think that is the point, but last year was a record low. So that's a good jump, and that's got to tell ABC something.
That's yeah. 3 million more people.
Do you guys remember, did last year, was there... There wasn't, like, popular success like Black Panther and stuff.
No,
like.
No,
so
no.
maybe that's yeah. why. Maybe it's
100%.
Yeah. Actually, it doesn't have anything to do with the host, I don't think. Oh, except for the attention that the Oscars got this year leading up to it to see what it would be like without a host.
Yeah.
That may have even attracted some people.
Yeah.
And knowing that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were performing together, I think was probably a big deal for some people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking yesterday with Matt Bellany, and when they decided to air certain things, and it was right at those turnover times. So if you're just flipping the channels and all of a sudden at 10 p.m. you see Lady Gaga performing with Bradley Cooper, you're going to stay and watch it. And if it, you know, 8 o'clock, you turn it on and you're like, wait, why is Queen performing right now? They did really smart things this year, which is impressive because really, it's been painful.
Yeah.
It's been painful
up until that
for
Best
a long
Picture
time.
Announcement.
Oof, right? That was a lot, you guys. Sadly, R. Kelly posted bond. He was released last night after pleading not guilty to 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse.
Canceled.
His attorney entered the plea in the Chicago courtroom, also telling the judge that he has turned in his passport, which, I mean, really.
Meaning he's not a flight risk?
Yeah. Come on. The guy's been evading arrest for decades.
Hey, I have a question about turning in your passport. If you have a private plane,
right,
there's no checking the passport. If you go down to Van Nuys and get in your little plane and fly it to Mexico, no one can stop you, passport or no.
The problem is once you get to that country,
they'll still check it, supposedly, right?
Yeah,
but look, if you're R. Kelly and you're in Mexico and you give him $100,000, they're letting you in.
I mean, the good news about that guy is he believes he can fly.
Come on. I don't hate it. Neither did they.
Should we put that in today's Would You Like
Might
to Take That
well.
Back?
Might as well.
I think that was heroic.
I'm going to say you could, but there's no way in hell he should ever take that back.
No, we're telling you right now. And you're saying he could just give you a ton of money once he lands forever? This is a man that didn't have money to get out on Friday.
True.
So, by the way, his lawyer says that's all due to mismanagement, hangers-on, and bad deals as to why he has no money.
That's crazy. Oh, and I'm glad about it.
Absolutely.
He's a horrible person.
Yeah, I think he's been living a real Michael Jackson walks into a mall and points at stuff life. Remember that interview where he just, I'll take that gold chair, I'll take this. Like, I think he just buys whatever and spent it all.
Gold chair.
Yeah.
A lot of people want gold chairs. I feel like you're turning it to Bean.
It's true. Michael Jackson walked into this Las Vegas store and bought.
That was a real thing, like a gold chair?
Do you not remember that?
No.
Oh, it was the Martin Bashir interview. He walked in and just was like, I'll take this, I'll take this, I'll take this. Literally just pointing at everything. They were all gold chairs. Also,
you need a gold chair every once in a while.
Yeah. R. Kelly also buys a lot of expensive cigars. I know that sounds insane, but he really does.
How expensive can cigars be?
And apparently furs, too.
Furs, too, yeah. Furs. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Glad to see him going down. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Don't free R. Kelly.
Right.
Yes. Some birthdays for you. Michael Bolton, Erykah Badu. I cannot say this woman's name.
Corinne Bailey. An unforgettable moment with An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey. Wow. An Corinne Bailey.
All right.
An unforgettable moment with An Let's do it again.
I think you got it.
I like when
I think
you
got
them.
It at the end, right there. And F you, Dave, for even putting celebrity dog Jif Palm on here.
Yeah, I like that dog.
Never say that again, Allie.
That dog dies, I will cry.
Jif Palm has died, which is so sad.
By the way, if you go to krock.com, they have a story about a photo exhibit dedicated to the life of Chester Bennington.
No.
Some pretty cool photos. That's going to be a pretty cool thing, so go to krock.com and check it out.
About 20 minutes from right now, by the way, we are going to give you an Xbox One S console. And you'll qualify by winning the Lego Movie 2 video game for PlayStation 4 or Xbox One, which is a huge release, as you can imagine, 20 minutes from right now here on the world-famous K-Rock. I think I screwed up, you guys.
You think you screwed up?
I think I screwed up. I decided a long time ago that I didn't want to have any kids.
Right.
And I didn't think it through to the point where I'm old and have no one to look after me, no one to take care of me.
Right.
I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why people have kids, by the way, is they got somebody, a support system at the end of life, don't you? Don't you think that's on the list somewhere?
I don't think people think about
it. Oh, my dad did.
Actively, really?
Oh, my dad used to say...
That's a terrible thing.
My dad used to say stuff like, just as long as you promise... There's this retirement home on Melrose, and he always wanted to be there because then you see weirdos walking by all day.
Right.
Just put me outside, come by once a week, and clean the drool off my mouth. And that was all he used to ask me to do.
Yeah.
Well, I am not going to have anyone looking in on me, so I need to figure out what to do with that. Maybe as I get old, I'll just adopt a kid who's old enough to look after me.
That won't be creepy.
No, it won't, because the deal will be if I have any money left, that person will get it as long as they, you know, come visit me in the home.
Bean, that's called an assistant. Yeah.
Well, I say all that to say all this. There's a Facebook post that has been has gone viral in the last couple of days by a man named Terry Robinson. And I went to his page, and he looks to me like he's in his 60s, I want to say. So he's not quite ready for the home, but he has planned it out. He already knows where he wants to be. And here's what he says. No nursing home for us. I assume he has a wife as well, but she is not mentioned in the post. No nursing home for us. We'll be checking into a Holiday Inn. With the average cost of a nursing home care costing $188 per day, there's a better way when we get too old and too feeble. I've already checked on reservations at the Holiday Inn. For a combined long-term stay discount and senior discount, it's $59.23 per night. Seems like a deal, by the way.
That is.
Breakfast is included, and some have happy hours in the afternoon. That leaves us $128.77 a day for lunch and dinner in any restaurant we want, or room service, laundry, gratuities, special TV movies. Plus, they provide a spa, a swimming pool, a workout room, a lounge, a washer-dryer. Most have free toothpaste and razors. All have free shampoo and soap.
$5. He's really put a lot of work into this.
I mean, but he's right. You do get a lot of amenities when you stay in a hotel.
Sure. But when you go to an assisted living home,
they're giving you medication.
They give you your medication. They give you three meals. And if you don't go down for the meal, they'll check on you, make sure you're okay. None of that's happening at the Holiday Inn.
You're nice enough to an employee, you know.
None of that's happening.
$20, $40
It's funny you should say that, because the next line in his post, Jensen, is $5 worth of tips a day, and you'll have the entire staff scrambling to help you.
He's treating you like a
customer, not a patient. He goes on and says, there's a city bus stop out front and seniors ride free. The handicap bus will also pick you up if you fake a decent limp. Okay, I don't know that.
Sorry.
I think you needed to put that in there.
Now I love him.
To meet other nice people, you call a church bus on Sundays. For a change of scenery, you can take the airport shuttle bus and eat at one of the nice restaurants there. While you're at the airport, fly somewhere. Otherwise, the cash keeps building up. I mean, this guy seems to think that he has figured out a way to save a ton of money.
What about the on-site medical care? That seems like that would be important at some point as he gets old, like when he gets into his 80s.
I feel like he's thinking the shorter term. He's thinking retirement. I'm just going to do this for a while, save a ton of money. He can't be thinking this for when he really needs help health-wise. He can't be.
Well,
being what's your sense in this?
I think we may both be right.
Okay.
He seems to be thinking this is his end of life plan, but maybe he's being too optimistic about how healthy he will be at the end.
Oh, that could be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's not thinking in terms of what when I can't walk. You know what I mean? And
he wants
somebody to help me take a shower. Yeah.
He wants Steve from room service to pull the plug.
That's going to take a $2 tip. Yeah. There's no way he's getting that for
exactly.
One.
Eddie, the janitor, give him a bath. Yeah. Like, what's happening?
The woman down from the bar, she's going to do the diaper service.
This is the saddest thing ever. Diaper service?
I wonder if part of it, I have more to read, but I wonder if part of it is that most people don't enjoy staying at a place like a Holiday Inn. Like, that's fine if you're not going to be in the room very much and you're only there for a couple of days, but it's not a place you want to live in. I think that's what most of us are thinking, right? It takes months to get into a decent nursing home. Holiday Inn will take your reservation today, and you're not stuck in one place forever. You can move from inn to inn or even from city to city. Want to see Hawaii? They have Holiday Inns there, too. Is your TV broken? Light bulbs need changing? Need a mattress replaced?
Okay.
No problem. They fix everything and apologize for the inconvenience.
All right, listen to me. This is a full-on advertisement for Holiday Inn, and they're genius.
Did you just listen to
everything he said? Oh, light bulb, they fix it immediately. What?
Spa?
Can we check this old guy's LinkedIn?
Laundry, everything.
This is an advertisement.
I don't think it is.
It is.
But he's also right that you don't have to worry about fixing
the
TV in
a retirement home either.
Refrigerator breaks or something.
Guys, I just found something on the internet. He might be right, because their new slogan is Holiday Inn, come die with us.
All right, we did Tal's What's Up, and it turned out to be
one of the most
controversial subjects in the history of the show. Allie, recap Tal's What's Up, and then we'll talk spinoff.
It was Towelgate last weekend on Twitter, because people were talking about how many towels they owned, and people were saying that's way too much, oh, that's way too few. And then I brought up the fact that I had a conversation with friends that didn't even use a washcloth.
I wish you guys could see Allie's face right this second.
And then I find out that my coworker Kevin, who I like and respect as a human.
Liked and respected.
Is this past tense?
Is a stank-ass white man.
I'm not.
Stank-ass white man.
I'm not. I'm actually quite fresh.
He doesn't use a washcloth for his butt. He uses his hand and sometimes just squirts like gel into his butt.
That was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not for cleaning.
But it took a lot of turns. People all week were sending me pictures of them at Target buying washcloths. Like, I've been changed. Like, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then
how'd the spinoff happen?
Then I got this. Here is what the subject line says. Showers. What's up? Oh, no.
Let's not do... Are we doing showers? What's up?
This is from... She calls herself Loyal Listener Jen. She's a podcast listener in Washington State. She's a native Californian. She said, the towels what's up conversation was truly disturbing. Last year, I found out that some people shower facing the shower head, and some people shower with their back to the shower head. What the F? Mind blown. I assumed there was only one way. Maybe it's a new what's up.
Which way?
She assumes that facing away from the shower head is the only way. And
I read
that and I was like, no, people face the shower.
You don't ever face the shower?
No, you face like to rinse and stuff, but most of the time.
For the most part.
Funny you say that. Funny you say that, Chip, because I face the shower head.
You're a monster.
And only turn around when I need to get
a
shampoo or a soap.
That's the opposite.
Then I'm back to the front. And then I only clean off my back for 5%, 5 to 6% of the shower, then back towards the head, and then I'm cleaning off.
I'm going to tell you this. I am Team Jensen. When I'm showering and I'm doing my shampoo, I'm facing
slow down,
the front.
Slow down.
Oh, Bean.
Right, you're facing the front,
I'm
right?
I'm facing
yes,
the front.
Same.
The only time I turn my back to the shower head is when I'm rinsing off the shampoo or conditioner. So I would say 95% of the time I'm facing the shower
head. I'm the opposite of that then. Because I'm 90% of the time facing away.
Really?
You turn when you need to. When you wash your hair, I shave in the shower.
Yeah.
But then for the most part, you turn around.
But Allie, let me ask you and Jensen both, how are you not being assaulted by the water coming out of the shower head right onto your face if you're facing the shower all the
time? Well, face down helps me a lot because then I'm just sort of taking it on like the wind. You know what I mean? Just sort of taking the water. Mm-hmm. And then I'll back up a bit and it'll go to
it's
chest.
It's all body, yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily.
You can move in your shower? What?
I stay away from a full attack, yes.
Yeah.
But it's mostly pretty good.
But I would think, and this is what, it's interesting to hear Jen's email to you, Allie, because she had a vision how other people shower with no knowledge of how other people shower. She just assumed people do it the way she does it, right? Because very few of us know how other people shower because we're not there, okay? But my guess would be that most people do a little bit of both.
Right.
Based on what business they're doing.
Right.
I would think.
Well, I do think most people are back to the shower head.
I'm probably 80-20 with the back to the shower head.
You think
20
really
to the front.
The majority of people are back to the shower head?
I would think so. But I think they're not having as enjoyable of experience as we are.
I agree.
And let me say why. Because I think you're more in control when you're seeing everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're back,
you're afraid that stuff's going to be going on you're not aware of?
What mystery is happening
out
in your shower that you're afraid to miss?
That makes no sense.
I have to keep an eye on the door.
God, what?
I don't know what's going to happen.
That's the saddest thing ever.
You guys have way too much trust in your bathroom.
What kind of things do you think are going to happen?
I don't know, but I know that I'm more in control facing the shower.
In control of what, though?
Just in
general.
There's
just water.
Cleaning, being safe and secure.
Kevin, you mock.
What's safe and secure?
Hold on, Kevin. Okay. You mock, but when snakes come out of the shower head, Jensen is going to know about it in time to do something,
yeah,
and you're not.
You'll have your back turned, and you'll be like, not cleaning my butt.
Right. And that snake's going right for your face.
Well, that's fine.
Because it's the first thing that it'll hit.
That's fine. It's going to go for your butt because it's going to smell terrible.
It does not smell
it's
gonna terrible.
It's going to remind him of his home. His stick-made bed.
Stinky-ass white man.
How did this turn on me?
Oh, no, now we have snakes in the shower and Kevin's butt. I think it's time to get out of this. Hey, Lego Movie 2 video game, you guys. Here's the way this is going to work. We're going to give you a copy of the game, and then immediately we'll do a grand prize drawing, and you will win an Xbox One S console. Hmm. How does that sound?
How about that?
1-800-520-1067. You're going to have to play a game. You're going to earn it, but it's going to be worth it. Call now. We'll do it right. The Lego Movie 2 is not only a killer at the box office right now, but the video game is now available for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. By the way, all of your favorite characters are back and new ones, too. Action from both movies, the entire Lego universe. It looks like it's so much fun for the whole family. And we're going to give away a copy right now of the Lego Movie 2 video game to five callers who get past the game that we're about to play here. And then we'll do a drawing on the spot, and one will win an Xbox One S console on top of that. What's this game called, Kevin?
It's celebrity voices you have to identify, but the game is called Lego VO.
It's Lego VO. It's Lego VO. A lot of famous people do the voices in the Lego movies. Can you identify them? If you can win the Lego Movie 2 video game. And okay, maybe an Xbox One S console. Lego VO!
Look, they can't all be good.
That was practically a filibuster. All right, so you said celebrity voices. So yes, we'll be playing a character from the Lego movies. All you have to do is identify the famous person. They're all actors, as a matter of fact, in this case. They're all actors. You tell us who's doing that voice in the Lego movie, and you go into the drawing. Who's up first?
Kevin in Thousand Oaks. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning.
We do not have a good track record with Kevins on this show, but we got our... got our fingers crossed. You listen to this clip, and then you tell us who the person is behind the voice, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Can you imagine if having a family with someone I loved healed some of my darkest drama? Barf.
All right, who's the celebrity? Who's the voice?
That's is that Jason Momoa?
It is not.
I'm sorry, that's Will Arnett.
Playing Batman.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
I would say that was the easiest one, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Kevin.
Well, Kevin, again.
Right. Michael in North Hollywood. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Michael, you knew Will Arnett as Batman, right?
I totally knew that one.
Okay. Let's see how you do with this
one. I wish I was me first.
Yeah, well, here's yours. Maybe you'll know this one, too. Here you go.
I'm a queen, whatever I would not be. I can change my form if this makes you uncomfortable. Hey, guys.
All right. Who's that?
Is that Elizabeth Banks?
Sorry, that's Tiffany Haddish.
That was a lot of people confuse those two.
Yeah, a little too funky.
Tiffany Haddish.
It's Lego VO.
A lot of people confuse.
Let's go to Jesse in Pomona. Good morning, Jesse.
Morning.
All right, are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Name the celebrity.
A lifetime has passed since the horrific events of Taco Tuesday. Our lives descended into chaos. This new life has toughened and hardened us all.
All right.
What Lego voice actress is that?
Elizabeth Banks?
That is Elizabeth Banks, yes.
It's Lego VO.
Go into the drawing. Hold on.
So glad you didn't say Tiffany Haddish. A lot of people confuse those two.
All right. Let's go to, who is it? Jersey in Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Jersey.
Morning. How's it going?
Why is your name Jersey?
Is it really Mike?
Yeah, it would be nice. No, Jersey, I came out from New Jersey 18 years ago, and when I came out from Jersey, I pulled up with my dog, and I couldn't remember the kid from my real name was.
We're sorry, so we asked. We apologize for asking.
Wait, hold on. Guys,
I'm sorry we asked.
Can you arrived in California and you forgot your identity?
Yeah, well, everybody on set, I work in TV, and they're like, oh, get the kid from Jersey, get the kid from Jersey.
Jersey, can you slow down? I'm typing the script of your life while you're saying it. So,
So it's a nickname. It's just a nickname.
Yeah. Hey, but then,
there's a game that we're doing?
Okay. Shh.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Go ahead, Jersey.
No,
okay,
go ahead,
now
Jersey.
You're ready.
Bean will talk to you all day, Jersey.
What kind of dog did you have when you arrived?
Sweet, I love it.
Okay. Everyone shut up. I'm going to play a clip.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, I get it. And that's why I've cultivated a totally hard-edged side that's super tough and...
Look, a shooting star, make a wish!
All right, who's that?
Is that Chris Pratt?
That is Chris Pratt.
It's Lego VO.
Nicely a guy done. Who doesn't know his own name but can identify Emmett from the Lego movie is pretty impressive to me.
Let's go to Robert in San Dimas. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We are good. You ready?
I sure am.
All right, tell us who this is.
I'm General Mayhem. Bring me your fiercest leader.
Great clip.
Oh my gosh.
that was tough. We apologize.
Elizabeth Banks? Just kidding. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Channing Tatum.
He said Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
I heard Tiny Tim.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it Stephen Hawking?
It could have been. That is Stephanie Beatrice, who, of course, is a famous Brooklyn Nine-Nine actress as well, playing General Mayhem. But thank you for playing anyway. I think we got time for a couple more. All right. Let's go to Cody in San Dimas. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Who's this?
The last time we tried to storm Lord Business's office, we used every plan we could conceive. The result was a massacre too terrible to speak of.
Who are you?
The name be Metalbeard.
Charlie Day.
Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman, by the way, who's changing his voice in that clip, by the way. It didn't sound like Nick Offerman.
Okay, are you mad at the game?
I am mad at the game now.
All right, let's go to Javier in La Palmas. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, come on now. We need another winner, if that's all right. So tell us who this is.
Here in Cloud Cuckoo Land, there are no rules. There's no government, no babysitters, no bedtimes, no frowny faces, no bushy mustaches, and no negativity of any kind.
All right.
I'm going to guess Morgan Freeman.
That's an outstanding guess.
Hey, that was a joke, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew the first one well enough. The rest, I had no idea.
That is the lovely Allison Brie from Glow doing the voice of Unikitty. Okay, thank you for playing anyway. We appreciate everybody trying. By the way, do ladies not like the Lego movie? What's the sausage fest here on the phone? Jesse and Jersey both were able to identify those. They're
come on, Jersey. Let's go. You were strange as hell. Let's go.
Xbox One S console. Miss Alma McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Jersey.
Hey!
Jersey, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Got the Xbox Super. One S. And thanks for playing the game.
It's Lego.
Welcome to 6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Would you like to take that back?
Bean.
It's the question that we're going to be asking coming up just after 7. And then we're very excited. Jensen has hooked us up with a couple of podcasters who know everything there is to know about theme parks in America, including details on Star Wars Land, which it turns out is not called Star Wars Land.
Nope.
We'll start with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge when they come in the next 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. Allie's up. Time for What's Happening.
Hey, guys. Korn and Alice in Chains hitting the road together this summer. Right?
All right.
Okay.
I would not expect them together, but now it's kind of awesome.
Oh, they still got it.
Yeah, still got it.
Remember when Monkey was in here?
Yeah.
He was alluding to doing stuff.
Yeah, alluding to an album being done this year, talking about a tour. But yeah, it's Korn and Alice in Chains. Under Oath will support all dates, and then a band called Horror and Fever 333. We'll each open selected dates on the trek. Tickets go on sale this Friday via Live Nation. No dates in LA yet. Closest ones are Chula Vista on September 2nd and then Mountain View on September 4th.
They're going to be doing new music.
Who's going to be doing?
Korn.
Really?
We have one of their premiere songs.
Oh, excellent.
Right. Something takes a part of me.
So weird how it fits,
right?
And I'm an idiot. When?
August 30th at Irvine.
August 30th at Irvine. Breaking news.
Wait, they're playing?
Apparently it wasn't on the release I had. How dumb. Chip just added that. That is the power that Chip has.
Right? She just knows
over.
All.
And now breaking
too
news.
Late.
Boom.
It's going to be August 30th in Irvine. Excellent. Let's start this all over, shall we? You guys want to hear a beautiful rendition of a song that, quite frankly, it's a lot. You listen to it as you're laying on your bed, curled up. Maybe you just are thinking about someone real sad, or a lot of times you hear it at a wedding and you're like, this is emo. But here's the thing. Remember when we had Halsey and Youngblood in last week?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Halsey was like, listen, at my core, I will always be an emo girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her and Youngblood pretty much prove it with this very emotional take on Death Cab for Cutie's beloved 2005 ballad, I Will Follow You Into the Dark.
If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the notes on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, and I'll follow you into the dark.
I love that.
Two never to break up.
I love that.
Because
talented kids.
They sound so good together. If you watch the whole thing, he starts out on the piano and he does the first verse, and it's just, it's gut-wrenching listening to it. It is absolutely beautiful. So I really like it, you guys.
Same.
I'm rooting
Halsey
for those two.
And Youngblood.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Jensen,
mm-hmm.
How are we doing on baby names?
We're still taking suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking for it. I mean, I think we've honed in on 4 or 5.
Can I interest you in a woman named Sherry Suzanne, who's a baby name consultant?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What? There's something called a baby name consultant.
I just assumed that Jersey was a winner.
Jersey?
Yeah, that was it. Like, yeah. I figured you made up your mind right at that moment.
My baby drove in here with a dog, didn't know where he was, walked up to a set, said, I work here. They said, okay, bring the Jersey guy in.
Well, here's what Sherry Suzanne, baby name consultant, says. She says, everyone wants their kid to be unique, and that is showing in baby name trends. However, they are picking names for social media.
Of course.
So they want their child to stand out online. So some of today's leading names are Ava, Paisley, and Harley for girls, and Benjamin, Bentley, and Benson for boys.
So close to my name.
Really?
Benson?
That's right. Yeah.
No, I'm saying Benson and Jensen.
Oh, Jensen. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant the name you chose.
Nowhere near it.
Oh, all right. However, she says you have to keep things simple. Choose a name that's not so odd that it's hard to pronounce or spell, or that will be a target on your kid's back for bullies.
I'd like to just suggest that your kid will grow up and be unique because he's a human being. He or she is a human being.
Right.
You don't have to give him a name, and a name does not make them interesting.
I don't know.
Okay, Mandela.
Right.
Over there trying to... Everyone's special. All right, Kevin. No one's special. Everyone's the same.
Hey,
you got to stand out.
Why is he handing out trophies right now?
Who, Mandela over here?
No. Yeah, Mandela. Yeah. Handing out participation trophies. What's going on with you, Kevin?
Kids are stupid.
I'm everyone's special.
There's a baby name consultant.
I'm just saying that's ridiculous.
That's a pretty cool name.
How do I become a baby name consultant?
My wife has been... I don't want to say pestering, but she's been urging me to share her names that she has for Jensen's baby.
Please, I'd love to hear that.
And I've been resisting because she's skewed.
You think?
A little bit. I mean, she's convinced that your son will be named Lamont, for instance. Convinced.
It's a nice name, Lamont.
Yeah, Lamont. Sure. She's got...
I'd like to suggest that perhaps we do this tomorrow and take calls again.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's
you want to say is that all right, your skewed wife's tapes?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, nobody else is going to call with Quimby, but she again, thinks Quimby is a great name for your baby.
Wait, Quimby? Like Ramona Quimby?
Like Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons?
Yes, like Mayor Quimby, yes.
Seems corrupt.
All right, maybe we revisit it tomorrow if you really haven't settled on one yet.
No, I have not settled. No. Gonna be down to the wire.
You went Simpsons. I went Ramona Quimby. That was a Beverly Cleary book from I think the 80s.
Would you like to take that back? Is next.
She's so sad and lonely.
Little girls, do you remember those books, Chip?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good reference.
Some birthdays for you: Michael Bolton, Erykah Badu, and Corinne Bailey Ray.
Come on.
Corinne Bale Rayley.
Corinne Bale Ray. An unforgettable moment with an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale Ray. Wow. Corinne Bale Ray. An unforgettable moment with Let's do it again.
And that's what
sad news for listeners who are a fan of that song by No Doubt. Of course, that's a cover of the 80s hit from the band Talk Talk. We lost the lead singer of that band a couple of days ago. Mark Hollis was his name. He's only 64 years old.
I saw how young he was.
a very short illness, and he is gone. But he was one of those people who was in the music community. He was bigger than his chart success. There were a lot of people like Radiohead who looked at some of his later work and said, man, you know, he kind of started a post-rock thing after the new wave died up, that it was very influential for a lot of people. So there are many mourning his loss. Again, Mark Hollis from Talk Talk, dead at 64.
I feel like you're stalling because you don't want to get to Would You Like to Take That Back?
I'm curious to hear what bad decisions Ali and Jensen made.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
So this is a do-over. From time to time, we may say something on the air in the spur of the moment in an attempt to be witty. It doesn't always connect. And we created this special file to give us a chance to kind of clear our conscience a little bit and say, you know what? If I had the chance to go back and do it again, I wouldn't.
The first one is Bean.
Okay, well, it's fair, I guess, that I would have one represented in the file.
Allie is finishing What's Happening and goes into birthdays.
Wilmer Valderrama, happy birthday. Phil Collins, Gene Hackman, and WWE's Becky Lynch.
My favorite, one of my faves.
Is she the one with the good hair? I can't keep them all straight. I don't...
File.
I did...
File.
But
would you like to take that back?
It's a Becky with the good hair reference.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Would you like to take that
back? That doesn't spark joy with you guys?
Mm. Not me.
Nope. I'm also throwing a slightly dated penalty flag.
Okay. All right. I'm now reading the room differently than
okay.
I did at the time.
All right.
And I will, in fact, take it back.
Excellent. The next person is Bean.
Oh,
Allie's doing birthdays again. By the way, this is a minefield. You need to stop doing birthdays because Bean steps in and ruins every single one of them.
Hey, some birthdays for you guys. We've got Marcus Mumford, Kerry Washington, Portia de Rossi, and Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
They were playing in Vegas one time, and I was drunk, and we were like, yeah, let's go see Casey and the Sunshine Band. He was super fat, but he had a mesh shirt on. So you could literally see through the mesh. His belly was sticking through the shirt.
Like through the little pieces of mesh.
Do you think they play in Vegas because of the buffets?
Probably, yes.
Boy, oh boy.
Maybe that's the way he likes
That's what's happening.
Would you like to take that back?
Too late, Allie. You tried. You tried?
Stick with it, Bean. That's good. Stick
you
with it.
You tried, but you couldn't stop it.
Stay strong, Bean.
Maybe that's the way he likes it.
I mean, you see what I was doing there.
Stay strong, bud. Stay strong, bud.
I think I'm going to throw that one back in the water, too. And here's why. I feel like it was too easy. I feel like it was low-hanging fruit. I'm not proud of it. I'm going to take it back.
Okay.
The third one is Bean.
Come on.
Jensen and Allie.
Oh, wow.
All three of you in one.
Trifecta.
The only author we ever have on is Brad Meltzer. So he'll be back coming up just after 8 talking about his new book, I Am Billie Jean King. Who I think is who the Michael Jackson song was about, right?
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't think we'll learn it at all.
He was the king of pop, Billie Jean King.
I don't think that's...
We'll learn who this fictional Billie Jean person is when we talk to Brad coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's here with a very special What's Happening.
Although it could be Billie Jean King because she was not his lover. This we know, right?
Okay, all right.
Are we going to continue this?
I'm with you.
There's no need.
How long can the file be? All right, so let's start with Bean, Michael Jackson song.
Would you like to take that back?
Look, it wasn't hilarious, but I think it was a reasonable attempt at a joke by talking about a different Billie Jean. I don't think I feel bad about that. I think I'm going to say yes to that one.
All right, Jensen, king of pop.
I feel as if I'm shrapnel. I was just yes-anding, being a good improver, and I'm being taken down with the ship, but I'll stick with him because my leader says so.
All right, Allie?
Mine was a teachable moment, because, of course, Billie Jean King.
Right.
A notable lesbian.
Would you like to take that back?
So obviously not his lover.
Would you like to take that back?
I'll go ahead and take it back.
All right. Bean is next.
Oh, come. This is stacked.
Here's the thing, Bean. Here's the thing. When there's a Would You Like to Take That Back file, mm-hmm. we mention it to Chip, and she just gets all of the files, and then she sends them to me.
Okay.
I only have these to work with, and they're all you.
But I feel
so
like...
So I'm not the one making all of these stupid puns.
There's some omitting going on, is what I'm saying.
No, it is there. All right. Let's go to Allie doing birthdays. What a surprise.
some birthdays for you guys. Of course, Jennifer Aniston's birthday is today. Happy birthday to you. Brandy, Mike Shinoda.
She's a fine girl.
All she's right. What?
She's a fine girl.
Oh, okay.
Brandy.
Yeah.
She's a file.
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah, way back.
I mean,
way, way back. That's put that one in the way, way back machine.
All right, this one is Allie.
Oh.
Bean is doing animal stories.
Oh.
Yep.
And then something went horribly wrong as the seam attacked and killed Melody.
What?
Which is the opposite of what they were trying to do.
Melody, Dotty, a seam don't like to potty.
I don't know what that means, but it seems apropos of the story.
You're going to say you had support for this online, because I did see a couple tweets.
So much support for this online.
Come on,
so much. First of all, if you don't know, a lot of people are like, yeah, that's a Snoop song. No, it's
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick. Yeah. It's Dougie Fresh with Slick Rick.
Covered
it is
by,
the, you know, it's the B-side of one of the greatest songs ever, The Show. Covered by Snoop, covered by Korn. Would you like to take that back? The thing's name was Melody, so killed by
we have others
thing, and I said Melody Dottie. I'm not taking that back.
All right, next up is Bean.
Oh,
Jensen is doing his fast food report.
Both varieties available for a limited time. Don't sleep for suggested price of $2.99. So I ask you, will you slither to the snake, or in other words, eat it or beat it?
I think I'm going no on that.
Beat it.
I think I'm going beat it.
Yeah, that's not even worth a toilet time.
Beat it.
I am nacho interested in that one, Jensen.
No,
I'm going to beat it.
Dear God, file. Our file first, that.
Would you like to take that back?
I still like it. I think I'm going to hold on to that one.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Allie is next.
Oh. This is quite a batch. Only one, however, will get a chance to see Captain Marvel at the AMC Burbank on March the 5th, which, by the way, I think is next Tuesday. Who's our winner, please?
To the movie, Alice.
No,
oh,
boy.
No.
What are you doing?
Right.
Show her. No.
Would you like to take that back?
Allie targeting that coveted 18 to 35 demo.
That was awful, but I'll say this. I was trying to get just one more in the file. So
oh,
we could
you
do
were
this
trying
segment.
To help.
Yeah,
oh,
so nice
team.
Of
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But with a TV show yeah. from 1955, though, Allie?
Sure. I'm going to take it back. No, that was awful.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
We all agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Comedian Brad Williams is on the phone. Hey, Brad, you're kidding.
Good morning.
I texted Brad last night. I said, are you going to be available around 7 o'clock as we're doing? Would you like to take that back? And he texted me back. I know the joke, and absolutely. So it sounds like he's going to hold firm. But here, let's play it. We were talking about Rick Astley.
And now I'm even more delighted to say in the last few years he's come back and made records again and toured, done all that stuff, and he's turned out to be a beloved performer.
Yeah, he showed up on like a huge parade recently, too, doing this song, and they use him in a lot of bits. He's great.
And being on stage with Foo Fighters a couple of times.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
insane. Rick Astley is forever, apparently.
He has never let us down.
Oh. That is actually true.
Would you like to take that back?
Here's what I noticed with this file, just before you take it back, Brad. Bean always loves them.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. He's always cheering for bad puns. All right. Brad Williams.
Would you like to take that back?
Well, listen, we're no strangers to this game. You guys know the rules. So do I. And, and Rick will never let you down. I'll never let you down. And I will never take that back. That is a great joke.
It's a great joke.
It's a great joke.
Wow,
doubling
Brad.
Down.
Brad, do you have any shows this weekend you can promote for that?
There's no question that we live in the golden age of podcasts, you guys. We have our own Kevin and Bean podcast that you can get on radio.com, krock.com, iTunes, or numerous other places. And Jensen, you got us up on a podcast called Podcast The Ride recently.
Yes.
That sounds like it's right up our alley, and I think our listeners' alleys too, because we do kind of live in the theme park capital of the world.
That's right. We I think we're number one right above the beautiful Orlando, the sweet, adorable city that I think competes with us. But here's the thing. I listen to this podcast because it is it's owned by three hosts who are in their mid-30s. And they are childless. They have no children. And they are completely obsessed with going to and learning news and gossip and things that are going on in the world of theme parks. And it's almost like you don't have to know anything about it. You just are drawn to their passion for such a specific thing.
Well, we have two of the three hosts from Podcast The Ride, Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan. Welcome to the show, you guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming in. And Scott Gardner is your other partner who's not, or Scott Gardner, I should say, is not with us here today. Now, I just want to start off by asking this question that is on a lot of our listeners' minds, and that is, it's the theme parks, not the kids that you're into, right?
Wow. Jesus.
All right. Good question.
Here we go.
Thanks for coming.
I mean, I just
wanted to make sure we're all good going forward. That's all.
Dear God, we're good going forward.
How long have you been doing the podcast, guys?
We've been doing it for like a year and a half.
Yeah,
about that.
And I'm always terrified by the extent of their knowledge. I mean, how much time do you guys spend looking up things, figuring out what's going on in that universe?
Like every waking hour of the day. It's like Twitter. It's listening to other podcasts, giving rumors. Yeah, it's insane.
Where's the passion come from, guys?
Probably like trying to be children forever.
Yeah.
Like probably it's a stunted thing. It's like not wanting to be an adult. I don't know, Jason.
I think we both, all three of us, grew up with it. And especially like in the late 80s and 90s, there was so much expansion at all of the Disney and Universal parks. So like we sort of never stopped going.
Well, that's the magic for a lot of people. When they go to Disneyland, it's like them being 8 years old again. I mean, it's always a thrill for people to go to Disneyland, for instance.
You guys like travel for it.
Well, I just for pleasure, I would say.
Sure.
Orlando.
You went to like Japan recently, no? Tokyo?
Oh yeah, my girlfriend and I went to Tokyo. But we talked about it on the pod, but that's just a fun pleasure trip, you know? That's right.
He coincidentally spent most of his time in theme parks there.
maybe we spent half the time in Tokyo at Tokyo Disneyland.
Okay.
They know about merch dropping. They know it's too much.
Well, the one thing we want to focus on here today that we're all very excited about because we're only, what, 3 or 4 months away? We don't have an exact opening date yet. Is Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. For a long time, it was just called Star Wars Land. Now we know it's called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And Disney has been very quiet with official releases on what's going to be going on this 14 acres of Disneyland. But you guys, I understand, have kind of uncovered some stuff.
There's a lot of rumors flying around. People are, you know, you read a lot of different stuff. There's been talk of it opening in May. Now I'm hearing June is what people are saying.
But I mean, they're saying summer, so that's a lot of months that they could.
Right.
Yeah. And fall for Florida, which can stretch to, you know.
Sure. But I've heard now that could be December. So, you know, we don't know when the release date is. We're thinking in Anaheim it's going to be June-ish. Mm-hmm. But then Bob Iger also teasing, like, maybe they just won't even announce it. And just one day you'll go there and the door will be open and you'll get to go in the Star Wars land.
Oh, baller move.
Which would be like a real, like, we don't even need to advertise. Just you come and you show up and here we go.
So what else is there in this magical land of Star Wars?
Okay. Well, like two major attractions.
Okay.
There is Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. That's where you and five other people will be in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. I need five friends myself.
Yeah. five friends, or they'll find you and five in line.
You have till June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get to like actually drive. Like it's not like Star Tours where it's like sort of a passive experience. This mm-hmm. is something where you actually fly. Like there will be a person in the front seat that's piloting a giant video game. Like it's insane.
Yeah.
And
wow.
There'll be like 200 buttons that everyone will like. It'll do things on the ride. You'll like eject fuel. You'll pick up, like, I don't know, cargo of some kind. And, like, what's crazy about it, too, is, like, if you get someone who is bad at video games, you will, like, crash the ship.
Oh, you need someone good for a longer ride.
I love
yes.
it.
And they're alluding to, like, that, your reputation, like, how well you do on that ride will follow you into the land.
Okay, so I read about this
what
while doing
that?
Okay, so I read about this while doing research. Listen, they are going to allow you to basically play a video game of yourself. yourself within the park. So your skills grow, you get certain merch, it all goes into your character.
Okay.
And now you're just walking around and it all plays into each other.
Yeah, it's unclear sort of how they're going to, like, how it'll all work. But the idea is that you would go into the restaurant later and they would go, I heard you crashed your ship. I heard you.
What are you doing,
phenomenal.
Man?
Phenomenal.
So, like,
so,
yeah.
Do people start out, like you walk in and they're like, she's got the force. Like, is that how it's going to work?
Yeah. I think yeah, that's sort of the idea of it. In Orlando, they're building a full Star Wars hotel, which
yes.
we're not getting yet. But that's going to be a full, like, immersive narrative.
Everything.
So, like a young college student actor will knock on the door and be like, come quickly. We must go out to Batu and go on to the Millennium Falcon. And, like, your dad is going to be upset because he's like, what are we doing? How much are we paying for this? So, like... Yeah,
like it's like a role-playing game.
Yeah, exactly.
People are going to get addicted to this, you guys. People are going to go every day if they
sure.
can get in.
Yeah. Now, right, so if they can get in is a big...
that is a big problem. Because,
tell us about that.
Well, various websites have it estimated at 100,000 to 200,000 people trying to get to Anaheim.
Like opening
How many
day.
People does
day,
yeah. so, Disneyland hold?
I believe around 80 to 100,000. There are different levels when they start to shut down the park.
Okay.
Like, they start to shut down, like, letting people in.
So gotcha. They're expecting double the amount of the capacity on opening day.
Yes. Have I been referring to this as theme park Altamont? Yes, I have. Would the Disney company like me to stop doing that? Probably, yes.
Wow.
Now, you said there's two main features, and you said... Flying
oh, yeah.
Millennium Falcon. What's the other one?
The other one is called The Rise of the Resistance. And this ride is interesting. There's speculation that this ride could be 28 minutes long.
Oh, awesome.
So like from once you get out of the queue to like the pre-show to the end, the whole experience is like 28 minutes. These are rumors. I don't want to spoil too much. So this is like, if in case you don't know, like theme parks also have spoilers like Game of Thrones. So spoiler alert. The rumor is there's like two different rides combined into one. So it's like a Star Tours. You go up to a ship, you get captured by stormtroopers, and then there's like 100 robot stormtroopers somewhere that you like walk through or something.
What?
And then they put you like load you onto basically a little like cart. And, like, there's a robot on the front of it, and then they try to take you to the jail. But...
How does he know such specific rumors?
Right?
You, like, know the design.
Yeah, well, there's like, full leaks of the ride that I haven't even looked at because I don't want to be spoiled exactly. But, look...
You do a podcast on this. How are you not going to look at information?
I look sometimes at information.
We do have boundaries. Oddly, you wouldn't think it, but we
no.
do have our boundaries.
So you literally... So you know so much about it, but that's enough for you. You don't want it to be spoiled.
Well, I already know, like... You're going to get AT-ATs on this thing. We've seen them go in. They're full size. You remember from the
Hawk? How can they be full size?
You look online. They're like two or three stories high.
Just wow. walking around the park?
Well, when they were building it, I would annoy my girlfriend and go like, we have to go up to the top of the parking garage and look at the construction.
You have to quit claiming that you have a girlfriend. You have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I swear. I could show you a photo of her. But you would see it. They put them in before the building was finished. So if you look online and just like Google AT-AT Star Wars Land construction, you see two like kind of wireframe versions that are like two or three stories tall in the building before they finish the building.
Can I tell you how far these guys take it?
Yeah.
Don't you guys look at like Google aerial maps to figure out construction and stuff?
Yes.
Yes, and there's people even more intense than us. Like, we'll commission flyovers to take pictures.
Really?
We're not hiring biplanes to fly over the parks or anything.
Yes. You just need a drone, man. That's all.
Yeah, you just need a drone.
And mm-hmm. there's now rumors that they're going to be charging for fast passes for Star Wars.
Well, that's a rumor as well. We're not sure. But like, there's a chance that like for a few weeks, maybe you have to just pay to get in. Maybe that's the solution to like not crushing Disneyland is like it's an extra $100 or probably that's low.
Yeah.
So it's possible. I mean, we don't know exactly.
It's an estimated budget that they're spending over $1 billion, and it's the largest, most expensive expansion in Disneyland history.
Yeah.
Guys, what kind of feedback do you get from Disney? Because we've learned that everything Disney does is great, and they're the best company in the world ever. That's what we've learned from working here at K-Rock. What's your experience?
The answer is nothing.
Oh, good.
Nothing
good
both
news,
ways. Then.
By the way, that is great.
That's better than the restraining order you guys deserve.
That's probably.
The other cool thing that I read is that there's going to be alien merch. So, like, you know how you go to, like, a theme park and you get, like, a Disneyland shirt? It won't be – it's, like, the merch is in character.
Yeah.
So you can only buy stuff that would would be in Star Wars.
Right. So you can't buy a shirt that says Star Wars Land or Galaxy's Edge because that wouldn't exist where you are.
Right.
So you can only buy stuff that was made by, like, the aliens. So what they've done, which is very smart to get around it, is they've made little, like, handmade-looking trinkets. So handmade, like, Kylo Ren or whatever. So it looks like a little doll, maybe an artisan made. So you would buy stuff like that.
Like a swap meet market.
Yes. Yeah. So,
interesting.
Yeah, there's like supposedly there's a Toydarian toy shop, which is the alien race that Watto was from episode one.
Oh boy, we're going deep.
It's crazy. We went way deep.
Last one, because I know Kevin will care about this. It's going to have the first alcohol in Disneyland.
First alcohol in Disneyland. First public alcohol in
Disneyland.
That's
right. Not in like a secret room.
Why am I the only one clapping?
People were losing their minds over this.
Because it's the cantina, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, it's not the cantina from Tatooine because we are on a different planet, Jensen.
Right. Duh.
Sorry.
But yeah, it's like, is it Uga's Cantina?
Uga's Cantina.
Is what the name is? And yeah, you'll be able to drink in there and there alone and only their specific cocktails.
Right.
Not like you can't order.
Like just slugs of Jack Daniels. You can't.
How will I deal with my kids?
This all sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome. Wow. They ought to at least let you guys in on opening day, right? For all you do for the park, I would think.
They should if they were nice. We want to start some sort of a campaign to like plead with Disney to let us in opening day.
For sure.
So, yeah.
All right. The podcast is called The Ride, you guys. Podcast The Ride. And by the way, how about this? For bragging rights, the number one rated theme park podcast on Apple Podcasts,
nice.
Everybody, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Mike Carlson and Jason Sheridan are two-thirds of the team. It sounds like a fascinating listen. Well, I'll definitely add it to my queue. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys. We really enjoyed it.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, we have tickets to the K-Rock screening of Captain Marvel.
Whoa.
Oh.
You're going to have to play a game, but call now, 1-800-520.
Captain Marvel, you guys, much anticipated, one of the biggest films of 2019, getting ready to come out on March 8th. You can see it on March 15th. By the way, I think, if I'm keeping my timeline straight, this is the first Marvel movie set in the 1990s, a previously unseen period in the history of Marvel. But all your favorites are back, including Samuel L. Jackson, also Clark Gregg, Jude Law, Annette Bening joins the cast this time around, and of course, Brie Larson herself is Captain Marvel. Kevin, what are we doing? Here.
We are doing female heroes.
Female heroes.
That's it. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Female heroes.
I like it. Okay. Jensen, you are our host. We have callers on the line. What are they going to be asked to come up with?
I'm gonna describe a female hero, modern day or in the past, and you're going to tell me who it is. Listen, they can't all be funny games. Sometimes we got to teach you something.
And these are not, just so people aren't confused, these are not other superheroes.
No,
we're talking about real life heroes.
Human heroes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Let's start with Bethany in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Bethany. I hope you paid attention in history class because this woman escaped slavery and in turn became an undeniable leader in the abolitionist movement by leading hundreds of other slaves to freedom through the Underground Railroad. And in 2016, it was announced that her face would grace the front of a $20 bill sometime after 2020. But now the Trump administration says that might not happen, which, you know, is very cool and not problematic at all. Who is this African-American female hero?
Harriet Tubman.
Hey!
Yes, nicely done.
Female heroes!
By the way, you want to feel good about yourself. She was a high school student.
All right.
She knew
nice.
That. Good for us.
Daniel in Long Beach. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, party people?
Hello. This modern-day British author has sold more than 500 million copies of her franchise of wizarding books, which is the best-selling book series of all time. And in turn, she's produced, wrote numerous movies that helped make her the first billionaire author ever. Theme parks, Broadway plays, philanthropy. This woman's done it all just because she knows a little wizard with a face tattoo. Who is this pen-wielding female hero?
J.K. Rowling.
Nicely done.
Female heroes.
Two for two, you guys. Mm-hmm. This cannot hold.
Let's go to Richard in West Covina.
Hey, what's going on?
Why can this not hold? We like it when people win, Bean.
Well, no, it's I hope the winning streak continues, but listen to Richard. You think he's going to know something?
Got a
battle. I think I definitely is. Let's go.
All right, here we go. This aviation pioneer was the first female to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She broke many records.
He got it. Look at that.
Female heroes.
All right,
maybe
I misjudged you, Richard. Yeah. I apologize. Congratulations. Hang on. You were one step closer to winning the tickets to Captain Marvel.
Let's go to Chris at El Monte. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank
you.
All
right, here we go. She is the most successful female race car driver of all time, and her victory in the 2008 Indy Japan 300 is the only win by a woman in an Indy car series race. She also has the highest finish for a woman in both the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500, and is one of only 14 drivers, no matter the sex, to have led in both. In 2018, she retired from the sport, but her impact will always be felt. Who is this fast-driving female hero?
Is it Dana Kirkpatrick?
Look at this.
Female heroes.
People know.
People know their women.
Know stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jason in Compton. Good morning, Jason.
Popo's out.
To you as well.
She's commonly referred to by just a three-letter initial, but make sure if you meet her, call her Your Honor. She's only the second female Supreme Court justice ever, first appointed by President Clinton in 1993. She recently missed only 2 months of work on the bench after being diagnosed with cancer, which is totally badass. Who is this lawmaking female hero?
Oh, man. Juana Man?
Is it Juana Man?
He got it. Is it
Juana Man?
Juana Man is a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. Is it Sandra Day O'Connor?
Close.
That is so smart that you came up with the first female Supreme Court justice.
That wasn't the question, but that was amazing.
He's more old school, Jason.
It's impressive, though.
Yeah, he's out.
Jason, we were looking for RBG. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is who we wanted there, but you made a valiant effort there with with SDO.
Juana Man, I thought was a little cooler, but sure.
Juana Man, everybody. Carla in Los Angeles, good morning.
Morning.
Carla, do you know Steph?
I hope so.
All right, good
let's
luck.
Try. This Detroit-born woman deserves her respect. Emphasis on that. She's an American singer whose career achievements are genuinely too many to list. But in 1987, she was the first ever female inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Rolling Stone ranked her number one on the list of their 100 greatest singers of all time. And she could be heard here.
And wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little
She passed away last August, but her music will last forever. Who is this soulful female hero?
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
Female heroes!
All right, one more, you guys. We have the smartest listeners ever, apparently. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Keith in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Keith. If you missed this, that means you hate women. This professional tennis player won 39 Grand Slam titles while on a humanitarian front. She's quite an advocate for gender equality and social justice. And in 1973, she was a participant in the Battle of the Sexes, competing against Bobby Riggs in an intergender tennis match considered one of the most historic sporting events of all time. She has the Presidential Medal of Freedom and a badass backhand. Who is this heat-serving female hero?
Ooh, well, yeah, I've got them on the right, so I'm just going to take a guess. Is it Billy Joel King?
I mean,
it's technically not Billy Joel King.
I think I got like most of it right, though, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know,
I
guys.
I think we should take a communal time right now.
I don't think we can accept that. Mm-mm. Do you have another guess? What if she's a big fan of Michael Jackson's work?
Okay, I got a. How about Miss King?
Miss King.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. We needed Billie Jean King is what we were looking for.
Billie Jean King.
Although Billie Joel King, a good improv character.
Carla, Chris, Richard, Daniel, and Bethany all know stuff. They're all in the drawing for a 4-pack of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Marvel Studios' Captain Marvel at the AMC Burbank on March 5th. It opens everywhere on the 8th. Miss Allen McKay, who's our winner, please?
I mean, this is all karma for you, Bean. It's Richard.
Yes. Richard.
What?
Congratulations, Yay! Richard!
What's going on?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Kevin, tell me again what's coming up right after 8 a.m.
Right after 8 a.m. is Weird Allergies.
Weird Al is going to be on the show?
Weird Allergies. See, it's allergies.
Oh, Weird Allergies. Yes. I see. That's completely
weird
different.
Allergies, yeah.
We are going to rule on your allergies, by the way, because we were having a discussion yesterday, and we are convinced that a lot of people say they are allergic to something. Jensen, your example was tomatoes.
Yeah, no one's allergic. That's not true.
And you're not really allergic to tomatoes. You just don't like tomatoes.
Yeah, and maybe you have a small like reaction to the acidy side of it, but you're not allergic.
You're not allergic, right.
I say cats a lot just because they suck.
Cats are awesome, by the way, but you're not allergic. You're not claiming to be allergic to cats,
but
are you?
But I say it so I don't have to go to certain people's houses.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Anyway, we will discuss coming up right after Allie takes a look at what's happening here on this Tuesday.
Remember the Oscars?
I do.
Sure.
Sort of.
Feels like just a couple days ago. Because it was. Do you guys remember, though, when Trevor Noah introduced the Best Picture nominee, Black Panther?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, listen to him introducing it, and then I'm going to tell you how he basically made fun of all of us.
Growing up as a young boy in Wakanda, I would see King T'Challa flying over our village, and he would remind me of a great Xhosa phrase, Abelungu abayazi uba ndiyaxoka, which means, in times like these, we are stronger when we fight together than when we try to fight apart. This is Best Picture nominee, Black Panther.
I mean, which sounds really good. In times like these, we are stronger when we fight together than when we try to fight apart. That's beautiful. And
beautiful.
He said it in the Xhosa language. However, that translated to, white people don't know I'm lying.
Great. It had nothing to do with fighting together or
nothing
apart?
Nothing at all.
I love that.
So he read that, and anyone that spoke the African dialect that was watching it was like, oh, damn. Trevor Noah, look at you up there.
Charlize Theron backstage was dying laughing.
She was laughing. Yeah. I love it. I just found that really funny. And I love also how many people probably thought Wakanda was real. Like, do you think some people watching it?
I hope not.
Oh, I bet they did.
Oh, probably, yeah. But
But I have to hand it to old Trevor Noah there. Good times. What's going on with your girl Taylor Swift, Bean?
You mean the Instagram post she's been
putting? Yes.
It's been very exciting.
Are you sad that you're not on Instagram so you don't see it immediately? Like, someone has to tell you and then you have to go find your wife and say, hey, log me on so you can look at it?
No, because I follow sites that follow her that posts, you know, repost immediately. So I do get to see it. But yeah, it's apparently it's a countdown to album number 7 if the dots are connecting the way some people think they are.
Well, she's putting out pictures and people are really reading into them.
Mm-hmm.
So Taylor fans got excited when she posted a photo of 7 palm trees and captioned it with 7 palm tree emojis. The post went up 7 weeks ahead of Palm Sunday, and Taylor even has April 13th marked with a special demarcation on the 2019 calendar she
sold. I already hate this story.
What is this, X-Files?
Yes, there's so much more, you guys. Taylor then posted a photo of herself sitting on a staircase. And she's sitting on the 6th stair up.
Pop star Taylor Swift is the latest in a long line of celebrities peddling death.
Yesterday, Taylor shared a photo of herself standing on the other side of the fence. If you look closely, you'll see that there are 5 holes in the fence. That secret countdown seems to lead us to March 1st, everybody. March 1st is that when the new album comes out.
Oh, I'm going limp. Oh, I'm just going to lie here moaning, thinking about Taylor Swift. Tay-Tay.
I am so bored.
Wow. Same voice.
Quite a...
Hot and cold, baby.
Quite a change right there.
He's on an emotional roller coaster.
Are all our drops bipolar?
Here's what I'm going to say as the Taylor Swift fan and spokesperson on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I feel like an asshole.
Nope,
that's not it. What I was going to say is...
What would you ever do with that much meat?
No, that, again, was not my point. I have something else I want to say.
No thank you, Mr. Pecker.
You call her that?
I'm looking out for my dudes.
Okay. I'm on the dessert is what I'm on.
Do you want extra sausage?
Why are you saying all this, Pete?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Then I guess you won't be needing this sausage.
Okay.
No, why would you say that to her?
Late night for daddy.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry?
What I'm saying is...
Late night for daddy.
Okay. I'm fine with Taylor taking a break. I'm fine with a little bit of time off. I feel like there's been a lot of Taylor over the last year.
Too much in this report, even.
And I'm okay if she takes a break. That's all I'm saying.
Wah,
I'm not
wah, wah.
Immediately needing a new record, is what I'm saying.
That's not even interesting. He said to himself.
Taylor Swift. You sing incredibly wonderful pop rock crossover country song.
A lot of people have a lot of feelings on T-Swizzle today.
A lot.
I am not a winner.
Oh, Bean, it's fine.
I don't really listen to women.
All right, guys.
So, let me just say,
yep.
Nice.
Okay, some birthdays for you. Michael Bolton, Erykah Badu, and I'm sorry, Kevin. People have said, I know you've already done it a couple times.
We
need to
twice.
Do it every hour. I don't know how to say her name. How do you say it?
Corinne Bailey-Rae. An unforgettable moment with Corinne. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Rae. Wow. An Corinne Bailey-Rae. An unforgettable moment with Corinne. An Let's do it again.
So that helps?
It does. That's
less than 1 hour from right now, we are going to hook you up per... Let me scratch that. Let me take it again. Kevin, you come out of the song again, and then I'll do my part again.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 6 minutes after 8.
Not us this week, but this afternoon with Stryker and Klein at 5 p.m. It's K-Rock Wheels Up 2019, destination number 7. They're giving away tickets to Bottle Rock in Napa Valley. This is an amazing festival with over 80 bands, including Mumford & Sons, Neil Young, and so much more. Imagine Dragons is going to be there. It's Memorial Day weekend, four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, 5 o'clock this afternoon with Stryker and Klein on the world-famous K-Rock.
Let's talk weird allergies.
Weird Al is going to be on the show.
Jeez. I got to join in.
Wow. Let's talk weird allergies.
Allergies, allergies.
Just got an email from a listener, Jensen, directed more toward you, that says, tomatoes, I call BS. I absolutely love tomatoes, but I am allergic to them.
No, mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
But only uncooked ones. The protein in them changes when they're cooked, and they don't bother me as much. I eat them anyway, but I am allergic, he
says.
For
the record, okay, I eat them anyway. I'm bothered by them. This is just you don't like them, and maybe you don't react to them well. But I'm talking about, like, hives, throat closing, need to get, like, EpiPen.
Mm-hmm. So there's levels of allergic that you'll accept.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I know a lot
like
of people...
That guy just sort of, for the most part, didn't like... tomatoes.
My stomach doesn't do well with them.
Well, there's a lot of people that that's an allergy.
Sensitivity. That's a food sensitivity.
I agree.
Is what
good,
it is.
Good term, Bean.
Okay. It's not an allergy.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you allergic to, Allie?
I am allergic to cinnamon. And I mentioned this randomly one day about something, and people online were like, wait, what? How is that even possible? I don't know. My Nana was the same way. If I have anything with cinnamon, and it's got to be real cinnamon, not just like fake artificial flavoring.
Right.
My mouth breaks out in like canker sores.
Oh,
all
man.
Around my tongue, all around my cheeks. It's insane. I don't know why, but I don't have cinnamon because of it, which is a bummer.
You're allergic.
Cinnamon smells great, and I bet it tastes real good, too.
Yeah, you're allergic. And I'm not because you're next to me, but it sounds like the reaction is an allergy.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get hives from something, or in your case, sores, that's an allergy,
it's an
right?
allergy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Jensen, what is it you think most people use the word allergy to mask something they're just not a fan of?
They've
right?
never had
That's
it either.
Your theory.
I think like when you're like an older, you know, when you're in like 20s, 30s, whatever, and you're like, oh, I'm allergic to grapes. And you're like, no, you're not allergic to grapes. No, I am. I am. When I was six, I had a grape and I got a zit from it. And I was like, that's not an allergy. And then they eat a grape. They go, I like grapes. It's like, it's more like over your lifetime, you've adapted to not liking it and you call it an allergy.
Okay.
And I'm here to help you. That's
all
what
right.
I'm doing right now.
So 1-800-520-1067 is the number. The weirder the allergy, the better.
Yeah.
The weirder the thing that you're allergic to, the better.
Well, I will tell you, Dave printed out a very helpful list of some of the things that people are allergic to. And thank God, I mean, we should all be consider ourselves lucky if we don't have, for instance, leather allergy. There are people who actually can get a poison ivy type rash on their feet. If they wear leather shoes, they are allergic to the chemicals that are used in leather tanning process. That'd be a tough one to get around, right?
Yeah, I would think so, too.
What if you have a water allergy? There are people who get hives or...
How is that possible?
Urticaria from water. A water allergy known as aquagenic urticaria is one of a group of hive-related conditions known as physical urticarias. It's the medical word for hives, which are red patches that appear on the skin and are very itchy. Why some people get hives from water is not really known.
That's crazy.
What do you do about showers?
Yeah. Do you use juice? Like what? What do you shower in?
Yeah, you probably shower in juice.
I'm not sure how that would work, but it sounds viable.
I mean, apparently you use antihistamines to relieve the symptoms of water allergy, but you are still allergic. Now, here's one that I have heard about from time to time in the news. women who are allergic to semen. You probably heard about this, Allie, right? This is an actual real thing.
I think this means she doesn't like you.
It's very possible as well. Symptoms are hives and swelling in the vaginal area after intercourse. Your doctor does a skin test to make the diagnosis. But if you want to get pregnant, you can get an allergy shot to treat the semen allergy. If that doesn't work, artificial insemination is an option. And I have heard stories about women who had no idea that they were allergic to semen until they started having sex. And they thought, oh, my God, is this what it's like for everybody? This is awful. Apparently, it's a terrible side effect that you can have. You can be allergic to the sun, you guys. Very, very rare. But you've seen those people who cannot go out in the sun, or they die, basically.
Yeah, the little kids that you just see them at nighttime on a swing set. It's so sad.
What are you, living your children to the corn?
No, there's like news stories, and they bring their kids out to parks at night. You've never seen this?
No, and if I did, I'd run home.
It's devastating.
It's very sad.
The creaking of a seesaw and a boy on it wearing a full suit and a little hat?
Yes!
No, that's The Omen, Allie. That's not...
Oh, okay.
That's a movie.
I thought it was news. Okay.
All right, let's take your calls on allergies. Right now at 1-800-520-1067, we'll rule whether it's a real allergy or not. Let's start with Dana, please. Line 4. Dana is in Sherman Oaks. Again, we're going to encounter some allergies that we've never heard of. Let's decide whether they're real or not.
Dana, hi.
Hi there. Raw carrots.
Nope.
Only the non-organic kind am I allergic to.
Only the non-organic kind.
Why? How is that? How do you so you've done taste tests with different carrots?
Oh, I can eat organic carrots, and I can eat non-organic cooked carrots, but supposedly the pesticides on the raw carrots, the non-organic kind, I'm allergic to either the chemical reaction between the pesticide and the carrot. I don't know, but it's a real thing.
Sounds like math.
But what about if that, I mean, you're saying the pesticide and how it reacts to the carrot, that seems weird to me. It seems like if you're allergic to the pesticide, it would also be on cucumbers, it would be on lettuce, it would be on corn, it would be on all sorts of other fruits.
Well, and that's why I think it has to do with the reaction of something in the carrot, because I can eat a raw organic carrot without any problem all day long, and I can eat them cooked. So something with the raw, I can tell if I'm eating them in a salad, I could tell instantly.
What is the reaction, Dana?
The ear itching, throat itching, nose, everything just sinus-wise just closes up.
I mean, that sounds like an allergy.
It doesn't sound like one, but it also, she can't explain the science.
We doubt you, Dana.
I doubt her, but I mean, I have to give her some credit.
All right.
She sounds like a liar who's telling the truth. That's what she sounds like to me. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Let's go to Belinda, line 8, Granada Hills. Again, a very unusual allergy. Let's rule on this one.
Good morning, Belinda.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
My daughter is allergic to paprika, and we figured it out. We had a barbecue, did a pork butt, covered in a bunch of spices. The next day I was at work, she called me with a picture of hives all over her body.
Oh, no.
You know, and I said, oh, my God, what? So I took her to urgent care. They gave her everything, brought it down. My husband and I, we went through the whole thing that she ate the day before or 2 days before. And the only thing we could come up with that this child had never eaten was paprika.
That's kind of great that your daughter has eaten a lot of pork butt.
She'd eaten pork and, you know, garlic salt and all that sort of stuff. Anyways.
All right, so paprika.
Well, what happened was I didn't believe it. So I made a meal.
Oh, Linda.
Oh, no.
You're a terrible mom.
And you held her down and you forced paprika into your mouth with a tube.
You're a horrible mom.
I stuck paprika in it and forgot.
God, rest in peace, Belinda's daughter.
And how did she do?
And she came up to me after dinner and said, Mom, my mouth feels funny.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I put paprika in dinner. I didn't tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
She reacted. I said, she goes, Mom. I go, just take your Zyzol, your Benadryl. Benadryl together. You're going to be okay.
I got to stick this pen in your throat.
Right. No. Well, I'm glad you're having fun with your daughter's allergies.
I have to say, this summer we did go to Spain this summer, and we avoided paprika in Spain, which was very difficult.
That's one of my most popular visit spots in Spain is paprika.
It's not a place.
It's a wonderful town.
It's not a city.
On the seaside.
It's not a town.
No. Okay. Thank you, Belinda. We appreciate the call. 1-800-520-1067. What are you allegedly allergic to? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Talking about weird allergies, just ahead of Weezer, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Robin in Granada Hills. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are great.
So, a couple of days ago, we were all celebrating 1/6 Christmas. I understand not so much fun at your house. What's going on?
Well, I'm allergic to Christmas trees. Not the Christmas tree itself. It's the mold that grows on the pine needles. So when you bring them in the house and they start to dry out, the mold spores become airborne, and I get serious sinus infections and stabbing pain in my head.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not the holiday spirit.
Not at all.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
I have a very easy solution. I have a very easy solution for you, Robin. Robin, I know how to fix this.
How do you fix this?
Convert to Judaism. We will take you.
Okay. You don't need a Christmas tree then.
We will take you.
It's nice.
Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Weird allergies. What's yours?
We'll Weird Al is going to be on the show.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Stacy writes in on the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, at Kevin and Bean. Hey, thanks, Bean. I turned on the car to take a 6-year-old son to school, and he heard about the woman who is allergic to semen. Of course, he has to ask for all the details. Hashtag mom of the year. Then Samantha writes in from Ontario. We're talking about allergies that you may have or may not have. We'll make a ruling on that. Saddest thing ever, I can't drink beer. I used to be able to, but now my throat starts to close up with even a couple of sips, says Samantha.
Oh, man. Why is Samantha still alive?
I don't know. What's the point, right? And that's the weird thing about allergies is lots of people have allergies as kids that they then grow out of. And then there are lots of people like Samantha who develop allergies as an adult. It's just weird that there's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, it can come on at any point in your life.
Yeah.
I was never allergic to anything at all until a couple of – probably about 3 or 4 years ago now. No, the plants, plants and whatever goes on outside that people have allergies when, there are high allergy seasons, like a lot of people have. I was never one of those people until like 3 or 4 years ago. And it's awful.
It is awful. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Where do you want to start?
Let's go to Tony in East L.A. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You're allergic to what?
I'm allergic to coffee.
Oh, no, Tony.
Wow.
Poor dude. Right.
What happens to you?
If I drink coffee or eat anything with coffee, I break out in hives. It starts like a Frankenstein bolt on the side of my neck, and if it hits really hard, it goes all over my face.
Oh, my God.
Heard that before. Is it the beans, or is it the caffeine, or what is it?
No, it should be the beans, because if I eat it in food, I still get the outbreak, but I can still drink tea and soda and that kind of thing.
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
Right. Allergic to coffee. That's...
Oh, Tony. That's real sad.
That sucks.
You have our sympathy. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Let's move on to Zach in Fullerton, please. He's on line 4. He's living in a whole world of hurt.
Hey, Zach.
How you doing?
Explain your world of hurt.
So, yeah, I'm allergic to milk and peanuts, anaphylactic to both.
Milk and peanuts.
Are you one of these people that is the reason why we can't have hot nuts on an airplane?
Yeah, so in the 90s, people would chase me around the playground and stuff with pizza and all that kind of stuff, and they now put a...
That's fantastic. You had great friends.
And tell me about the milk. Are you just like Allie, lactose intolerant, or do you have some more serious reaction with an allergy?
No, yeah, my throat will close if I drink milk, touch milk. I'm anaphylactic allergic to that.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And did you tell Beer Mug eggs also?
Yeah, so I'm also allergic. Well, it's more of an intolerance now. I was anaphylactically allergic to eggs when I was born. But then I grew out of the allergy, and then in high school I made myself re-allergic to eggs by drinking egg protein for football. And now just recently I was testing myself, and I'm able to eat chicken eggs again.
I want to go on record saying I doubt a lot of people, but Zach is super allergic to things.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Sounds like he's legit.
He's fine.
For sure.
That sucks.
And he's really good at using the word anaphylactic, which I would not be able to so easily drop into a sentence. Well, I'm very impressed by
it. He's dedicated his entire life to it, so.
All right, thank you for the call from the 951. I'm allergic to weed. Had fun finding that out after trying basically every form and wondering why other people got high if this is how it felt. LOL. So that's a bad surprise, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That sucks. All right. Let's go to Jennifer in Chino Hills. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You're allergic?
How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you. You're allergic to what?
I'm allergic to avocados, bananas, and melons. So kind of like earlier, someone mentioned they were allergic to something until they heated it up. Now, I've never tried that just because it's so uncomfortable to be allergic. But every time I eat those, I mean, it's been a while, but I would get hives on my chest, on my stomach, like my ears would get itchy, my head would get itchy. And when I was a kid, I would tell my mom, like, she would take us to go get tacos in Mexico sometimes, and they would put this huge dollop of avocado, which sounds amazing to most people. Mm-hmm. But after I'd eat it, I would tell her, like, my throat is really itchy, Mom. Mom, my tongue is itchy. My tongue is itchy. And she didn't believe me, so she kind of made me eat these things my whole life.
Why didn't she believe you?
I know, and I would eat watermelon. It tastes great. It all tastes great. Like, I remember what they taste like. But I would just get so itchy. I literally want to stick my little hand into my throat and just scratch.
Yeah. And Jennifer, are you one of those people that it's like oral allergy syndrome? So it's because you're also allergic to like birch pollen or ragweed. It crosses in that.
Oh, yes. So I actually had an allergy test where they did like the little patch test all over my back. Mm-hmm. Itchy as day of my life. Horrible. But it turns out I'm actually not allergic to the food itself. I am so allergic to pollen and ragweed that there is like a protein or something that they share. Mm-hmm. So when I eat it, my body actually thinks I'm feeding it a bunch of pollen.
Oh, wow.
So, isn't that crazy?
And it reacts
very
that way.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, technically, I'm not allergic to it. So it's really weird when people ask me, like, oh, my God, you're allergic to avocado? You're Mexican. I'm like, you can't have guacamole. It's like, well, I mean, maybe I could if I heated it up, but who wants, like, hot?
Yeah, you don't want to take a risk.
Jennifer, don't worry. The whites have co-opted avocado. It's ours now, so don't worry.
Thanks for the call.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Why don't you call them allergies, says listener Cartman, Catman on Instagram. Allergies. Cinnamon equals canker sores. Pizza equals mud butt.
Wow.
Do sound like a delight, Allie.
I mean, I just don't eat cinnamon or dairy.
She stays away from it.
It's fine.
Allergies, though. I like it. Hey, it is time for What's Happening Here on this Tuesday morning, and I think we have some Would You Like to Take That Back coming up right after that.
Mudbutt is so descriptive, though.
It is.
I do enjoy it.
I respect it.
Saw them at the Troop.
Did you? How were they?
Mudbutt?
Messy.
Real messy. Mm. Oh.
You saw them before they got big, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Solid.
They were explosive that night.
See, because these are all poo jokes.
Right.
I love it. Guys, I had told you last week, you're all going to want to check out Monday Night Raw because Roman Reigns was going to get on there and make an announcement. He had walked away from wrestling on October 22nd because he was diagnosed again with cancer. But he had an announcement last night, and let's just say all is right with the world.
So when I tell you this, I am so grateful, I'm so humbled, and I'm so honored to announce this. The good news is I'm in remission, y'all. So with that being said, the big dog is back! And just one last time,
what a great chant. Welcome back. That's sweet.
And so spontaneous, too. And it was really cool.
And not what he's used to hearing at all, which is lovely. And then Dave Bautista came and killed Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much just crazy night. He killed an old man.
Yeah,
and he had a nose ring.
Yeah, but like a blue one.
A blue nose ring.
Yeah. That's a choice.
And he's real buff again. Boy, is he buff.
Might not be in the new Guardians, but he's He's flexing.
Absolutely.
Doing some squats.
And looking like he's going to take on Triple H at WrestleMania.
That seems like the news.
A lot of stuff happened last night during Monday Night Raw, you guys. I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying, again, after seeing our friend Stephen Merchant's new movie, Fighting With My Family, I am almost ready to get on board the wrestling train.
Really?
It's a good movie.
Hard not to get invested in that thing.
Yeah, you did ask me. You were like, was this true? And I was like, yeah, all this is true. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Pretty compelling stuff.
I'm not saying.
Why are we so close-minded, Bean?
I don't know, Kevin.
Okay, back to you, Allie.
I'm not saying that I watch a show about the Bella Twins that's on Sunday night. But
you do, though, huh?
But I do. Mm-hmm. And Paige was on this week showing them the trailer for her movie on a little phone.
That was probably organic. No, that wasn't staged. It was organic.
Just silly. Yeah. But I still enjoyed seeing her. You guys really need to see that movie.
Yeah,
people
agreed.
Out there. Real good.
Fun.
So the Oscars broadcast saw a big ratings bump. 29.6 million viewers. That's a 12% increase from last year, which we have to also say was a record low of last year. So. But, I mean, not bad. Because usually the trend is down every single year. So. Yeah. Just to
for
see
everything
any
on broadcast television.
But yeah. I think they had a lot more popular movies this year that people had seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe they were more invested in Black Panther or whatever.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think people
were
watching.
So more people got disappointed by the end of the Oscars this year than usual.
Yes.
But they stayed till the end. Right. Plus, like I said, every single commercial break was, coming up, Lady Gaga performing Shallow. I'm like, oh. It's like the news when they're like, coming up, is your milk killing you? And then they wait until the end of the newscast and they're like, nope.
Nope.
Your milk's fine.
Your milk's fine. Everything's
see you tomorrow.
Fine. Calm down.
Hey, I wasn't going to miss that performance with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. I wanted to see them make out on stage and very nearly did.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, talking about their chemistry together on stage doing their performance. Bradley Cooper's ex-wife, Jennifer Esposito, weighed in on a Instagram comment by David Spade, who said, is there any chance these two aren't effing? And she wrote,
the answer is no.
She wrote, ha, which I found,
I'm sorry,
just ha. They were only married for 4 months, her and Bradley, so that's odd, right? Ha. You guys think they're doing it?
I don't know. He's got a rain of shake at home, and I know that, you know, that it's not a guarantee that he wouldn't step out, but he's got a rain of shake at home.
Right.
You know?
I hear you. Some birthdays for you. Michael Bolton, Erykah Badu. I know you don't want to do it, but I'm trying to pronounce her name, and I can't,
Corinne Bailey. An unforgettable moment with an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey. Wow. Corinne Bailey. An unforgettable moment with Let's do it again. Imagine being those sound engineers that are recording that. Imagine.
I have to imagine they were having a time of their life. I have to imagine
like
you
texting
were the
their
highlight
friends. You
of their day.
You won't believe how bad this guy is.
They're sitting there for hours all day, and then you come in and brought some sunshine.
They probably still play that tape to fellow engineers that come by this.
That's
studio.
Probably how they do sound checks. Like, they test all the levels with that.
I love it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10.
Jensen, I don't know if you and Danielle are talking about having music playing during delivery when your baby comes. But
it's
I was going to suggest the Rage Against the Machine playlist.
Bulls on Parade?
Oh, yeah. She would love
that. Very relaxing.
She would love it.
That way your kid comes out rocking, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely going to chill her out to a point.
Follow that up with Testify. I'll put together a whole list for you.
Thank you.
There you go. Kevin, I'll put together the playlist.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect. All right. Allie is here with our final look at what's happening here on a Tuesday morning.
I felt a newfound kinship with Kevin over a month ago when I found out how much he loves Elton John.
I do.
I didn't know that about you.
Well, it's odd for me, really.
Yeah.
It is, because you're not a classic rock guy at all.
Yeah.
You're tired of all those boring old performers and songs.
That's true. I just think he has exceptional songs.
Absolutely. I had mentioned I was going to see Elton John, and you were like, just saw him last night. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And then you said, you've seen him how many times?
I don't know, probably 10.
So many times.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
His hands are so small. I can't stop looking at him. He has little tiny hands.
Are they Trumpian? Are we talking that small?
They're smaller.
They're tiny. Wow. Yeah, they are tiny.
It's amazing he can play the piano.
Tiny hands guy.
Stupid.
That worked.
When we had Taron Egerton in to talk about, I don't even remember what movie it was. Was it Robin Hood?
No, don't worry. He doesn't want you to remember
either.
Yeah,
he really didn't.
It was Robin Hood.
Yeah. We were talking all about Rocket Man coming out and how Elton John handpicked him to play him in this movie. And I cannot be more excited for this movie to come out. Every single trailer that they release is better than the one before. It looks amazing. It's out May 31st. But the reason I bring this up is because Elton John has that huge AIDS Foundation Academy Awards viewing party every single Oscars. And he was doing the auction, and he invited a young man up named Taron Egerton to do a little song, and they did a duet.
What?
To Tiny Dancer. Hit it, Steve.
All because of Tiny Dancer.
Play piano that well with those tiny little hands.
Yeah, it's because he has mentioned he didn't become a classical pianist because his hands were too small. But then he did this.
He's doing all right for himself.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
And he's really obviously cool with it because he wrote a song called Tiny Hanser.
I mean, that was better than mine.
I ate it. I remember when I found out that Taron was going to be doing this movie, and I was like, oh, can he even sing? And people were like, hello. And people told me to watch the movie Sing, where he does an Elton John song in that movie. He is incredible.
He is really good.
This dude is so talented. Can't wait. By the way, Rocket Man comes out on May 31st.
It's going to be good, man.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to see something a little harder, though. How about Korn and Alice in Chains?
All right.
They're hitting the road this summer for a North American tour. Under Oath will support all dates, and then a group called Horror or Fever 333 will open up selected dates. Guess who's going to be opening up in Irvine at Five Point Amphitheater on August 30th? We get Fever 333 is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's rock and roll. What can I say?
Right, sure is. Tickets go on sale this Friday via Live Nation. I thought a Korn and Alice in Chains, that's an interesting pairing. But I think
Still has it.
Yeah. I think it'll be a really good show, you guys.
Rock and roll!
That guy will be there. That's what I know. So we had talked about Rotten Tomatoes and how people were going on there writing some stuff about the new Marvel movie because they were
more rock, less talk.
They were kind of bummed out about ladies and stuff.
Those guys need to shut the F up.
It's a lot.
They wouldn't have time to post all those comments if they knew some ladies in real life.
Yeah.
But then they'd have to actually talk to them and... They can't do any of that.
There's a lot. Well, Rotten Tomatoes is changing some stuff. As of yesterday, they are no longer showing the want-to-see percentage score for a movie during the pre-release period because those numbers were way down for Marvel. But they said the reason they're doing it is because people were confusing the want-to-see percentage score with the audience score, which is what people, like, do the thumbs up, whatever. Well,
right.
The Rotten Tomato or Green Tomato. People were confusing that for the actual audience score once people saw the movie.
Oh, interesting.
So people were seeing, only 13%, and they assumed only 13% loved the movie. So they're like, we're doing away with that completely. And what else are they doing? They are disabling the comment function prior to a movie's release date.
Turns out sometimes you have to do that.
Turns out you sure do. I want to tell you
that I don't like a chick in my movie.
I won't see it. But the part from this article from Up Rocks just made me laugh. This is how they ended all of, you know, the new announcements. They said, now, if trolls want to sabotage a superhero movie for having the gall to star a woman, they're going to have to take their vitriol to Twitter and Facebook and Reddit and 4chan and the comment section of this article. Which I thought was pretty funny, because really, people are real upset over stuff.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know this, Allie, but apparently some people, men, who enjoy the privacy of being behind a keyboard and anonymous on the internet, will like to really come at women for no reason other than they're women.
No.
Yeah, that happens.
No.
I know. It's disappointing.
It sounds ridiculous.
Something like
that. Yeah.
I know, it does. But they do it.
But only to, like, big, huge celebrities, right? Not to, like, a loser on the radio, right?
Pretty much to any woman anywhere on or off the radio.
You just asked me that question. Do you listen?
Just for being a woman?
Just for being a woman. Your opinion isn't valid and doesn't matter, and your contribution is zero.
Hmm. That's crazy. We're also marking that because that's...
I was afraid of that. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just hoping we would just sit there. Yeah.
Chip immediately turned around and marked
it. Come on now.
I'm
on your side.
It. I like it a lot. You guys, the song Despacito, it's never going away.
No, it's not.
It became the first video to hit 6 billion views on YouTube.
Wow.
6 billion
views. I can't
even
wrap my brain around that.
Yeah. By the way, that song was released back in January of 2017. Here's an incredible stat. According to Billboard, the video received 25.7 million views in a single day. That was at the peak of their popularity. This year, it continues to average 2.8 million views a day.
What?
This year! It's 2019. It came out January of 2017.
It's not even a bop.
Oh, how dare you?
No, it's not. It's
really?
It's a fine song. It's not a bop. I mean, it shouldn't be that popular.
That popular does seem odd.
It's not that good.
It's still getting that many views every single day.
2.8 million views a day.
It's no flagpole setup. You know what I mean? It's no last resort.
Sure.
It's no dynamite hack.
Right.
We will play all of those tomorrow.
It's no movies by Alien Ant Farm.
Some birthdays for
it's
you
no
guys.
No puddle of mud. It's no stained.
All right, we get it.
Erykah Badu, Michael Bolton, and for the last time today, just because people demand it, I can't say her name, neither can this guy.
Corinne Bailey. An unforgettable moment with an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey. Wow. Corinne Bailey. An unforgettable moment with Let's do it again.
Absolute pure genius.
Right, thank you.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Stand up and applaud.
Thank you very much.
This one is top of the charts.
All right.
Ah, that is exquisite.
It was good.
That is orgasmic.
Very good.
Mozart-like.
Right.
It's just pure perfection.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yep.
All the chemicals are bubbling.
Okay.
And all the equation comes out right in the end.
All right.
He's right. He's right.
It's no P.O.D.
All right, we got that,
God.
Too.
And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Was that your Brody impression?
What was that? That came out on accident.
You got it?
Brody's with us. That was good.
You had no idea.
I had no
you
idea.
Just did a Brody Stevens
impression.
That was
very weird.
You got it.
You did it.
Okay.
Like, in the cadence and everything.
Wow.
So I did it right?
We
yes.
both looked at each other and were
yes.
like, right. That was very cool.
And you doubted me. Tomorrow morning, a woman whose bedding hasn't been changed in 100 years.
No. Kevin.
100 years.
Is it yours?
It's not mine,
your
no.
stank-ass white.
No.
I understand. Has she been? I mean, I guess we'll learn tomorrow.
You'll learn tomorrow.
All right.
What's up with Florida on tomorrow's show? And we've got your tickets to the event screening of...